This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The vast new farm bill tries to save money by cutting SNAP, what used to be called America's food stamp program. $8.6 billion over 10 years is the projected savings, in part by restricting something known as heat and eat, an extra credit for low-income people who pay for their electric and heating bills. Critics in Congress called that a loophole, but now at least six states are working around cuts to SNAP by tweaking their heat and eat programs. Kate Davidson reports.
Here's what the heat and eat states realized years ago. Give people token heating assistance, even a dollar a year, and SNAP recognized them as paying utilities, whether or not they actually did. That's an expense which triggered more in food stamps. The new farm bill raised that minimum help to $20, which was bad news for Barbara Skinner in Philadelphia.
There was nothing that I could really do about it, so I just left it in the hands of God, you know.
Without heat and eat, the 70-year-old would lose most of her remaining food stamps. Remember, SNAP benefits already fell last year. We don't know if God intervened, but Republican Governor Tom Corbett certainly did.
I was elated. If I didn't have the benefits of SNAP, if I wanted to buy a pair of stockings for church or something, it would be a hardship.
Corbett and the Democratic governors of New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Montana, and Oregon have all said to Congress, we'll see your $20, Congress. Now, by spending $19 million in mostly federal low-income energy assistance, the states say they'll preserve $951 million in SNAP benefits.
There's nothing loophole-ish about it.
Connecticut Governor Dan O'Malley.
They wrote a law, and we acted accordingly to protect the families of Connecticut.
Governors are doing what I would do, too, if I had the fiduciary responsibility, but it's sneaky.
Norm Ornstein is with the American Enterprise Institute. He says SNAP is underfunded, but these workarounds by some states just give fodder to those who want to damage or eliminate the program.
Congress will be tempted the next time around to set the bar much, much higher. They may hurt needed food stamp recipients. And they may hurt people who need additional heating oil assistance.
Not long ago, House Republicans tried to cut $40 billion out of food stamps. That's a much different picture than the $8.6 billion in cuts states are unraveling now. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.